Hey guys, welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies.
I'm Miguel.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Artem. We're the dudes, and boy, are we overflowing with hobbies talking about paintings. Alright.
That's hobbies, man. Fuck.
You know, sometimes repetitiveness is the key to success, and we have two more series, I guess, to go until we're done with this.
Two more episodes. And I can't wait to get the fuck with this.
I gotta say, we're all done with painting, but...
I'm still looking forward to the other two.
Oh my god. I think you only won, Miguel. I was like, fuck me.
I'm getting inspired. I even showed these to my little sister. She was like, wow. You're not bad. And then I said, yeah. But then she told me like a few things that I could improve on.
It was like three
messages long.
Everybody is a criticize or what the fuck they want to be.
Everybody's a critic. Yep.
But my friend, I thought it looked good. I don't give a shit what do people say.
Yeah, I'd say a solid 6 out of 10.
Solid. I'll say a solid 6.5.
I'll take it. I think this one was a lot easier than my first one.
I see.
Just because I took Artem's advice and tried to blend things a little bit better.
Yeah, I saw. It looks good.
But like now looking back on it, it almost looks like it's a freaking... You can't tell that it's supposed to be like two islands. The ocean looks almost red. So maybe it's just a very intense sunset.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell the listener... We're talking about a painting we did last week about the summer.
Yes. What inspires or like
what inspires about the summer. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Miguel gonna go first. Yep. And I'm gonna wait.
So I think for me, when I think of summer, like I go back to when I was in Okinawa.
Uh-huh.
And the island vibes, the beautiful sunsets. The beach was literally right across the street, so I immediately think of like just in the ocean and seeing the islands in the distance. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I was trying to capture. It was a lot, like I said, easier than it was the first week when I did the flower, but this one was a little bit more difficult trying to capture like the water and like the reflection. And now that I'm looking at it again, I probably should have added more color to like the water that's closest to you, because it almost looks very red, almost like a red orange. But I mean that is what I wanted to go. The colors is what I wanted, this how I wanted them to look, but maybe just not as red. I don't think. Well, I mean, Artem did point that out, that my shadow of my little boat is square. But to be fair...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, to be fair, it was... I used the same brush that I bought the first week. So, same materials. So I didn't want to go get an additional brush or, you know, anything like that. I was trying to use very, very bare minimum. And it was hard to use that brush to make, like, pointy things.
see what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, like, the width of the triangle or the rectangle of the shadow was the width of my brush. So, I couldn't have, like, anything more point. But anyways, I think...
supplies definitely are key.
Yep. So that if this is a hobby for you guys and you are enjoying it, maybe invest in like a few different types of brushes, because I mean, I bought this one, which was like 99 cents. So maybe you should invest in a few other brushes just to, you know, make different shapes. Even the birds at the top left corner were kind of difficult to make, because I didn't want them to look just like V's. So I was trying to like put curves on them or anything like that. And then something that I regret doing was adding the additional white to like the sides of the islands. I thought in my head it would look a little bit more of like a shadowy, or, you know, like a contrast between the yellow and the black. But I think it just made it more like a distinct shape, I'm not sure if you guys like what's it called, draw or anything like that, but I was trying to add on the effect of like the shade or like the light from the sun casting a shadow on the side that we're looking on. Yeah, but it didn't turn out like that, but I mean, it is what it is. I did like the shading that I did, not the shading, but like the blending of colors, if you will.
I see.
So
I would have a recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before you paint, you can take like the tape, the Scotch tape for painting, and then put around the frame.
See, I did see people doing that, but it's fine. Like, it doesn't bother me.
It's kind of bother me because in the corner, I don't see enough color in the corner and stuff like that. So it's bother me.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because I might have like a little bit OCD, you know.
No, I see it, yeah.
Yeah.
But like for me, it honestly, this took, I'm not even going to lie to you, 23 minutes. This was very quick.
I think it's just like let the artist wing it.
Yeah, you know? I mean,
just wing the shit out of it.
Yeah, I think I learned quite a bit from my first week when I was doing the flower. So I was trying to do something very similar to this with like painting the background like with a nice blend of different colors and then something very dark right on top of it because I knew that you would, you know, you wouldn't be able to see the colors behind it. So I think that helped me from last week. And then also, I don't know, I was much more relaxed.
Did you drink?
I did.
Nice.
I was drinking some vino, you know, some of that $3.99 bottle from the
alcoholic
store. It was just some wine. That wasn't
some wine, it's still alcohol.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine has alcohol as well. Oh,
I don't drink medicine.
It wasn't until what, like 1960s or something like that, where they stopped putting like hard drugs in like modern medicine.
Oh, they still do. Look at the cough syrups.
Oh yeah, see, there you go, Artem. Tell them. But like, I think a little bit of vino is nothing wrong, and that we did agree on that. So, I don't know. Did we all go back on this? Hello.
No, I drank when I did my painting. That's why I asked you if you did, because yeah, I don't want to be like, well, fuck.
Yeah, no, I definitely.
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
I actually watched. I think something that if you like that would have helped you out a little bit with your color blending would be to watch. I actually went and watched a YouTube video by Bob Ross about painting like the sky and stuff like that and the blends of the sky, like especially during like a sunset, and he makes a lot of really good points. And one of the points that I saw what he meant is that I don't know if you can tell, but like if you look at the kind of like the top middle portion of your sky, you see the green.
Yes,
it's because you mixed yellow and blue together. I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
So you don't really usually see blue a green sky.
Yeah, that's true.
So he was saying something about like the certain type of paints that you put together.
I'm seeing that now.
Yeah, it looks like you painted like an aurora, Borealis or whatever it's called. Aurora something.
Borealis.
Yeah,
Borealis. I don't really care about like the color.
No. So I that makes more sense because I was mixing what's it called? The red, the orange, the yellow. I was trying to go for like a pink towards the very bottom as opposed to that deep red, but that's the closest to pink that I had. Okay. So and then I mixed my red with the yellow to make it like a little bit of a blend, and then I mixed the what's it called, that mixture with more yellow because I needed it to be more light.
Would it make sense, Miguel, to put like your bottom of the picture, like the color on the top, and the top color to the bottom?
Well, yeah, that would make more sense.
Well, that's the thing. I think what I was trying to go off of was like a more of a lighter pink almost color, and then having the dark violet at the very top. So because I didn't have that color, that's why it looks a little bit weird. But I mean, I mean I know
now,
what it
now,
you know,
now,
looks all right, like.
Alright, we gotta congratulate you on taking a picture and do it. Yeah, now it's just nitpickings. Just nitpicking. I'm not saying the picture is not good. Yeah, we're just nitpicking. Because, you know, it's what we do. We try to make the hobbies a little bit better.
Yeah, and then I actually have a question for you guys. I don't know if you guys can zoom in towards where my brown, almost like darker up to. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so you see how there's like these little dots?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know if it was because I was like.
Dude, I can still see the yellow paints like on the left under the
bird. Mm-hmm.
Usually what happens is when your paint gets crusty, it'll dry out in like very tiny bits. And then if you don't mix it properly and break those bits down, they'll stick to your... I don't know if that's what happened to you.
Yeah,
it's like there's like two large like bulbs of paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's what that is.
Yeah, it definitely, because it kept making this little ball thing. I'm like, what the f-? And I thought it was like some sort of dirt that was getting accumulated on my brush, but I was like, I just washed this, so I wasn't sure. But
that makes sense. Could also be that, yeah, like bubbles, paint bubbles.
Okay.
And one more criticism I have then,
yeah,
for since you said that the white is supposed to be where the light hits on the mountains,
mm-hmm,
then your shadow for your ship is incorrect.
Yeah,
it should be going to like bottom right corner.
As opposed to, yeah,
that's the case. Yeah,
that boat was very last minute.
like fuck it, boat.
But the thing is, because the way without the boat, it doesn't look like it's mountains out in, you know, like islands in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be hard to put the two and two together.
Yeah.
So I had to make something that to show that there is water. And then there's the land mass, and then there's a smaller land mass.
It kind of reminds me of Keith's previous painting with the spring
in the sky.
Like, yeah, you also like the floating islands.
Oh,
you kind of you kind of did the same thing here.
Yeah,
it's like the floating islands, and the ship is like we're on the clouds, boys.
On the clouds, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it looks cool.
But
cloud
yeah,
is a cloud, my friend.
This for me was a lot more fun.
You need a new brush.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because I wanted to make smaller, more like details, like oriented lines, and I just couldn't with it. Also, like maybe I didn't clean my brush enough or well or before I like finished last week. Because some of the paint was still on it, and it was so hard to get it to where it was usable again. So maybe clean your brush better. Don't let it sit and get crusty.
Mm-hmm. I see.
For sure.
Yep. But,
I think it's a really good painting. I'm liking it.
Right.
I can see the summer. Can almost taste it, too.
Perfect, perfect. Oh, Artem, since I'm looking at yours right now, did you want to go ahead and start with yours?
Sure, I guess we'll start with me. Mine is super simple. It's three colors. It's black, red, and as part of something that, you know, adding to the mix or something like that, adding a little bit of a volume to the painting,
okay.
I added one of those gold glitter pens or something. They're kind of like, they're not really pens, they're kind of like tubes with gold glitter in them. That helped me with, you know, a little bit of volume. It made the sun painting super simple, you know, and I was just going for simplicity. And one of the places that I said last time was vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Egypt is like one of the places that I haven't been yet where I consider it to be a vacation spot.
Nice.
A really pretty big one. So yeah, I mean, really not much to it. Really two simple palms. I don't even think palms grow that big, considering to the pyramids, but, you know, potato, potato.
Yeah, no. I think it still looks really cool. Did you use different types of brushes?
No, all same brush.
Same brush? Did you have more of like a wide...
Oh, well, okay, so same by same brush, I mean, it's the same brush for the background and the pyramids,
mm-hmm.
But then for the palms, I had to use different strokes, so I needed to get a smaller brush.
Got it. Yeah, because I'm like, how did you? It looks so clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. think
you also,
maybe.
You also gotta realize that my mom has like those professional brushes from for like from me from like hair horse.
Oh,
horse
geez.
Hair?
Yeah.
Hair horse.
Okay.
And yeah, those are really very easy to get the paint on and get the paint off, so.
That makes sense, because I was like, this looks super, like, it almost looks like, you know, when you were kids, I used to, like, copy-paste things, and, like, you would, in paint, and then just, you know, paint, or I guess you use the paint bucket to, like, drop color in each blotch or whatever, but, like, that's what it looks like, because it looks almost so consistent, and it looks good.
Yeah,
Even though you said it was simple, but I think it looks really good. I think that's what makes it good, is just simple, straightforward, and
well done.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and one thing,
you guys mix your color, like.
So I didn't. I didn't mix too much. I only used like two or three different colors that I mixed together separately, and then painted it on the canvas, but. Everything else was just the primary colors, so like the yellow, the red, the blue, the purple. I didn't make too many changes.
Did you ever try to just like spit the color on the canvas and just paint on it? See if it's mixed on the canvas?
Spit the color? What do you mean
or
spit
just
the
like
color?
Just throw the color
like,
on?
Like just throw the colors on the canvas and mix on it too.
Well, yeah.
No.
I did that.
Oh, nice.
And then just mix it as you're brushing it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I was doing. Is that
yeah?
Enough?
That's called the blending.
Okay. Okay, I was like, am I doing this wrong?
Spit the color. I thought you meant like you take some paint. You go.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's how the old day they do it. You know, Picasso. Sometimes when he smells his paints and he's got stuck on it, he's got to do that.
Oh yikes!
No, I'm just kidding.
Imagine that.
One thing about my painting, though, that I didn't want to bring attention to that I kind of forgot is how making multiple layers, you can do shadows of things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look on the right, like if you zoom in on the like the pyramids,
yeah.
You'll see they have a defined shape of them being a triangle and how the sun is like hitting the pyramids and where the pyramids start. There's sort of like a line that's getting darker and darker up until the right corner. So that's the second layer of black paint. It's not as it's even darker than like the original one.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I didn't see that like as like so which means you need to paint like the bottom actually a little bit grayer so I can see the shadow actually hit. Yeah, because at the picture I didn't see the shadow until you mentioned it.
It has to be subtle. It's not because it's a simple painting, right? So it's very subtle hints.
I know, but you could make the bottom actually a little bit like lighter so you can see the shadow, so you can see the contrast of the picture.
It couldn't.
No,
it had to be black.
Yeah, so I think it looks... Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it now. It's so subtle, but like when you're looking at it from the whole photo or paint, like you can notice the shape of the pyramid. It adds the 3D effect to it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, let's see, Bean. I guess we'll finish up with you, and then we'll discuss our plans for the future.
What are you guys doing?
I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah, I think I really like yours.
I do too.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm not sure what kind of like inspired
me going back from work.
Oh my god!
In the rain.
You have a suitcase? You have a suitcase? A briefcase?
Yeah, man, of course.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
I like it. It's also so simple, but it's almost like borderline like funny.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good. I do like the shadow that you put on the water. I did like the way that you're, you know, showing us the rain.
Yeah, you see the umbrella when the rain hit the umbrella, you see a little bit like coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
That's what I like the most about a picture.
I love your color blending, by the way. Like the fact that you have like the lightest gray possible on the top, and then as it progresses down, it gets darker, 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 and then the definitive line with the white that you did, where it's like, okay, here's the ground. All right.
Yeah, that's exactly. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's like a little ground with the light and stuff. You know, it's raining, right? So mm-hmm. you're gonna make the rain actually excited. Because most of the picture, if you look at the rain, it's just rain. You don't see the rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to be colorized in a sense of I want to have a contrast between the ground and the background, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the background for the picture take a long time to get it like to the way that I want it. And then after that, I just spend most of my time painting the umbrella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. the guy with the hat and suitcase, whatever, took me like 10 minutes, like 5 minutes max.
Nice.
Yep. And after that, the umbrella, I have to like see how the umbrella actually work, mm-hmm. how the shadow umbrella and stuff like that. It's come out okay, I guess.
No, it looks really good. What size of canvas did you use again?
It's 8 by 10.
Okay, see, that's a lot bigger than what I'm using. I'm still using the same 5 by 7 or something like that.
Oh, I see.
What did you use for the umbrella's like marker shapes?
You know marker what I mean? Shape?
Like the black lines coming out of the umbrella, you know, like the sticks that hold the fabric together. What did you use for that? Is that a brush? Did you use a pen?
Brush. I just use brush. I don't know how you brush. I have like a brush. I just like lightly the brush they have a lightly pointy. Not lightly pointy? I don't know. I just use brush, man. Like this brush, okay. I bought the $8 package
mm-hmm.
where they have like 8 different sized brush. I just use the small one where it's the pointy very short, and then I just draw it like lightly.
Yeah, it looks okay. really good. I think that's what I need to get to make these fine yep. lines.
Yep, fine detail. And then the ground, I went to Michael and I bought like these artists, like the spatula. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah. Where you cut the paint with, and then you can like lightly apply it on the canvas and you draw with it.
Yep. That's how I make the line for the ground. I just make the spatula and just like tap on it, and the rain too. As soon as I paint the background everything, I just make like a little line of the white. So it contrasts with the thing when the rain come down. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's my summer.
If you're gonna do snow, there's a brush looks like a fan, like spread out. That's really good for like if you dip the full brush into white paint, and then use your finger to flip the paint. It does really nice uneven like tiny droplets of paint on the painting, and then it makes it look like it's snowing or like raining or whatever. But that looks pretty cool. Yeah.
But would you try to do something weird? Like you get the Q-tip, right? You put like white on it, and you put like for snow, right? You put like, and you use the Q-tip. You combine like 3 of them together, and you tap on the white, and just tap on your paint to see if like come out snow.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just try to like make whatever I have, because I'm not gonna go out and buy more stuff. I'm done with this shit.
Right? Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of additional like, materials that we have that we feel like we should be using.
I mean, I'm gonna use all my paint, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That like after that, I'm fucking done with it. I was like, oh. I mean, I love the painting. Mm-hmm. I love the part about painting, like what you feel at that time and how you feel about like the nature and the feeling of a summer or spring.
Mm-hmm.
But for this, I mean. It's great, but what I'm gonna do with the painting now? I'm just like hanging there, and I don't know what to do with it. And apparently our painting is not actually good enough to hang anywhere.
Oh,
I mean, it's good for me, but
yeah, no, I think it's just mostly for me because I have them on like my computer desk.
Uh huh.
And then I did consider just taking it to work, but I don't really like all these work people that I work with, so.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can go to work, and then I'm gonna like make some jokes about my painting and stuff like that. But I do like somehow if we can actually improve our skill a little bit more. I don't know how though. You know how we could improve our skill? Cause right now we at a state where okay, we know how to mix color, we know how to paint, mm-hmm. right? We know like what stroke we're supposed to use and how the colors look like, but I don't know how to make the picture look alive. Because look at the guy who holding the suitcase. I can draw a stick figure, and that's it. Stick figure. I don't even know how to draw like a real guy, a shadow of the guy walking with a suitcase in a suit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, that is very hard. I don't even know how to do it. I try to do it. Doesn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's... Because like, I was went to back to Michael's to get more of blank canvases. There are so many books of just showing us how to paint and how to draw and how to do certain things. So I think if we were to decide to become, you know, more...
Involved with the hobbies?
Exactly. I think that would be a route to take, because right now we're just, you know, doing things that's something that's fun, but not necessarily, we're not professionally trained. We don't have any sort of school behind this. We're just, you know, three dudes with hobbies.
Yeah, three dudes just try to like fuck around with the colors.
Exactly.
See what happens.
Like, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if it does, you know,
I mean, at some point, as a hobbyist, right? So you go to the hobbies and you try on these different things. How do you know you get better? Do you think that we got better from this?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, there's no way. There's not a doubt in my mind. I definitely got better. There was a lot of things that, like I said, I was going through on this second painting, and I'm like, wow, that makes a lot more sense. So now I'm doing it this way. So I think even with like the little experience that we have, we're definitely gonna only improve going forward. Like I don't think we can mess up, and even if we do, like that's okay, because it's okay. Just a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Let me introduce this.
Okay.
So how about next week? We all paint using Bob Ross. And follow his sample.
As in, like, follow a video, or
yep. So what do you follow mean? Just one video. That would be more fun.
How long are those videos?
About 35 minutes.
And then, I've never seen this, so my only reference is like, he has this really weird voice and curly hair.
It's not really a weird voice. It's like.
But I've only seen like the photo of him painting something, so mm-hmm. I haven't watched the video, so I have no like context.
What do you think about Autumn?
So I wouldn't do that, because Bob Ross actually does paintings like professionally and stuff like that. I guess you could just follow it, but like there's a bunch, like, because I mean I watched his video about the sky, just, you know, to get the remembrance that too, and like he goes very in detail with some of his stuff, you know, so like I mean I guess you could do it, but he does it like professionally, like he has like all the tools, he knows all the names, he knows all the colors, he like tells you what it's like, you know, and then like shows you how to do it. But I don't know. I kind of like this like self-exploratory style, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, at that point, like we would just be copying as opposed to trying to create ourselves, you know?
Exactly.
I don't think it's a.
Is this life about copying?
No, it's about coming up with your own shit and then judging yourself for it and then working on it.
In a sense, we just copy each other.
Wow. Because
if we have just since we're doing the seasons, we're not really copying each other. We just have the like the theme or the genre.
I guess. I mean,
Miguel did the ocean. I did the Egypt. You did the rain. Like, how are we copying each other?
Oh no! I'm talking about like the technique and all, everything else. You know.
Yeah, we're learning from one another.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're more than welcome
that's,
to.
That's that idea is trash then.
No, I mean, like, you can do it and tell us how it went, and you can show us the picture, you know?
Fuck that. If you guys don't do it, I want to do something my own.
Because well, like, it is something your own.
So is he, like, does he have his specific brushes? Does he have, like, you know, I'm not going to go out and spend any more money. I'm just trying to use what I have. So if
you look at it, he paint for any type of, like, he's going to only have two brushes if you look at it.
Okay.
Like, the big brush and the spatula, and that's it.
The spatula.
The only reason I know what the spatula is because I watched him yesterday and he was making clouds with the spatula. That's why I know what the spatula that he's talking about is.
Ah, okay. Well, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, he got
cool.
only two brushes. And like he told you, right? Everybody can paint. You don't have to follow me. You just need to be yourself. Put a happy tree there, happy rocks, happy house, everything happy.
Yeah. Is that the way this guy talks?
Huh?
Yeah. He's very relaxing to listen to.
Yep. But anyway, we can try something else, I guess.
I mean, one of the good ideas. I actually wanted this to be, since we're doing the same thing over and over again, you know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to come up with like different methods to do this. So, I mean, watching Bob Ross would be kind of interesting and just seeing how well that works. So maybe one of you could do it.
Okay. Because how about here? Let me try doing that because I have, like I said, I don't know who this guy is. I just have like, I'm sure a meme somewhere where I saw it.
And that's honestly the only way. You ever watch one of his videos completely?
Yeah. So yeah, I'll do that for mine. Just because it'll help me understand better where you guys are coming from.
It's amazing.
Okay. I mean, I'll be the judge of that. But
okay. You be the judge of it.
Yeah. I mean, he might be for you guys. I don't know. I'm still very much so on the fence. But I will definitely let you guys know next week. My experiences watching the video and then just trying to follow with what I have. So, I mean, I am running out of, like, my yellows or other little paints, so I'm probably going to get, like, little more.
Yeah, dude, I'm running out of my whites.
Oh, yeah, that's right. White, yep, I have plenty.
Because all my painting is used a lot of whites, and I was like, fuck, I'm running out of this shit.
So I'll try that, and then that'll be my challenge.
Yeah. What about your challenge, Adam? I don't even know about my challenge. We got to challenge ourselves, because in a sense, we do hobbies to challenge ourselves to see if we can do it, mm-hmm. to see if we enjoy the hobbies, to see if we actually get into the hobbies a little bit more detail, mm-hmm. right? So that's what I want to encourage you guys to challenge yourself, because at some point, if you don't challenge yourself, you're going to get bored, like I am right now. I'm fucking bored on my mind. Like, every single week, I was like, oh, okay, let's do this painting and put some paint in here, put some paint in there. Maybe it's work, maybe it's not. So this week I challenged myself to make like some kind of contrast between the background and the sky to see how it actually looked like.
Oh,
and I did that.
Yeah.
And the painting for me is it looked good, right? But for me, it's very stressed. I was stressed the whole time because I was like, okay, I can do it. But after it's done, I feel like, oh yeah, I achieved something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you complete something that actually look quite nice, and I mean maybe I till next week in the fall I'll maybe follow somebody picture, not gonna be like when you copy them right, it's not gonna be exactly the same as them. It's gonna have a little bit different depending on your style.
Well, absolutely, and I think it's gonna come a lot, down to experience, materials, and your perspective on their guidance or instructions.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's not gonna be exactly the same 100% every time. It's gonna have a little bit different because your color was different, mm-hmm. like your eyes would look like the color different from them, so you're gonna paint different color and the style of the tree and everything else. So this that's why I was want to do next week, and instead of doing like the fall, mm-hmm. we can do the fall with something else to challenge ourselves to create something that we actually like.
What do you mean, like the fall with something else?
Like the fall, follow somebody else, like
Ross. I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I can paint the fall in style of Picasso or something like that. I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
You know, each of the artists, they have their own style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe I should actually go to one of the style of this, like, cool guy, and follow the style of it and see how it's come out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be cool. And then using the mm-hmm. same sort of, like, acrylic paint canvas type thing?
Yep. Oh. They don't use acrylic, to be honest.
Okay.
Acrylic is almost the same as, it's own color. It's thick. It's thick to the canvas. That's what I'm
worried about, right? Oh, but they said thick. But you're saying
because like I look at this guy doing on this style, and I look one of YouTube's where they do a coffee shop, right? They do a cappuccino,
uh-huh.
right? Where they paint the cappuccino, they paint the color is like based on the.
It sounds so funny.
What?
Go ahead.
Cappuccino? Yeah. What was going on?
It's just I haven't heard the word, and then the way you said it just sounds really funny.
All right, it's my accent, yeah. Guys. Don't worry about it. If you can laugh, just laugh. I mean, if you laugh, I'm not going to mind.
No, I think it's...
Because I like the way I'm saying
it. Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm not going to change it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yep. So they paint the cappuccino using like different color food coloring, and they paint the art of Van Dolt's, whatever the guy's supposed
what?
To be.
What? On yeah, your and, coffee? And
on a coffee.
Jesus.
A coffee cost $30.
No way.
It's fucking expensive. But on the top of it, it's Van Dolt like art style in there, and it was like freaking pretty, and you can drink it afterward. So for me, maybe might as well we actually try the style of it and see if we actually can deliver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that'd be kind of interesting doing a little bit of research and seeing what kind of... I mean, like I said, I have no idea what styles or how to even, you know...
Man, Bob Ross style is freestyle. He's good.
Okay.
You got to watch one of his videos and see how I actually do it. Because his style is very down to the earth, right? Like okay, you can paint a tree like this way, that way, and then you can enjoy yourself in your painting.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if I follow some of the other guy painting, it's going to be a little bit like harder, but still.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool.
So, Autumn, what do you think?
Definitely a good idea. I'm trying to come up with a challenge for myself. I don't know... I kind of have an idea, I kind of don't, I don't know, we'll see, but I get the point. You're trying to make us challenge ourselves, and I am with you, brother. We're gonna do this, we're gonna do the challenge, we're gonna get challenged, then we're
get
gonna
get a truck, get some beer, and just drive around.
Yeah.
We're
gonna out-challenge ourselves, alright, brother?
Oh, no. That gave me goosebumps and not in a good way.
Ew.
Oh, what the heck?
Calm down, because it's just a podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Goosebumps. What?
Yeah, like,
in what way, Mia? What
the
hell?
You know, something
what?
Is so cringy, you get goosebumps?
Oh.
Hey,
oh.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
It's an important part of our culture, okay? It did
it's
happen.
It's kind of cringe, man. You gotta say something so cringy that you, like, have goosebumps.
Yeah, that's
just
fucking
for the
cringy,
emotion.
Let me tell you.
That's because Miguel is in fucking California now, and that's why it was cringy. back
oh
on the
gosh.
East Coast over here.
Oh, y'all. All
right. Maybe I should move to Midwest.
Shotgun.
I'm muting myself.
I think I should move to Midwest, and then we're gonna have like three coasted, right? You know,
yeah,
like West Coast, Midwest, and then we have East Coast.
Yeah, I'll be cock shotgun drives pickup truck, accidentally fucks sister. Yeah, that would be me.
Holy yikes! That escalated.
Oh, come on, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't think I have a sister. Miguel have a sister. You don't have a sister.
That's why it's funny.
I'm done with this conversation.
The fuck, man?
No, but I'm thinking of like ways that... Going back to the horse at hand.
Yeah.
Just the challenging. I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I have a picture in mind, okay? And it's a picture about fall. But it's a picture from like... You know like those musics that they do? There's like an epic song playing and they just have like one picture. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I'll try that.
You mean lo-fi?
It's kind of like Two Steps from Hell sort of vibes. But I'll show you. And I think this time I'm not gonna use paint, because I really liked using that gold marker to give a little bit of volume to the painting. Mm-hmm. I think I want to use like some markers to, like make definite definitions of things, you know. And then I'll color everything else with paint. But I'm kind of curious as to how it would look like. I think it'll look more cartoonish than that guy show painting, but we'll see.
We'll see.
You know,
use,
I think,
all right.
Sorry?
Utilize all the resources, guys. All
right, let's utilize our knowledge from the last 2 weeks and try to come up with something amazing.
The ultimate painting.
Let's do it.
Because at this point, might be us actually go on out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the last canvas gonna be a combination of all of it.
Well, yeah.
and then we're gonna have a final decision on we actually do or not.
Dig it.
Like, become, in the sense that we're gonna actually incorporate this hobby into our daily life, you know, like, yeah,
and we're gonna become sometime
you gotta whip out a canvas and be like, all right, I'm gonna create a new painting now. Take 2 or 3 hours and then get it out the system and come back later on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good. Yep. I think that's right, exciting.
Alright, that's it for today, guys.
Alright, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.